Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA and Dan Pratt from Astarte Farm in Hadley. Now, Phil, you were saying there was an editorial in both the Gazette and the Recorder
the other day
talking about farmland and farms. And what did it have to say?
Well, it was a study that was done by American Farmland Trust and Land for Good that was showing that not only are our farmers aging in Massachusetts, but it's really unclear the succession plan for keeping those farms going, and that 90% of the farmers don't have a successor identified that's under 45 years old.
So as evidence, you brought in an old farmer? Is that what you've done?
Absolutely. Phil, that is inappropriate.
Experienced and proven.
No, but you, Dan, are somebody who has done something interesting in regards to the transition of your farm as a farm owner to now more of a farm consultant?
Yes, indeed. It's a bit of a tangled tale. We tried to pass the farm on to family members.
Yeah.
And really, they had seen how tough it was to make a living farming and unanimously decided not to follow in my footsteps.
Uh-huh.
So we were forced to look through various different farm transition programs, and there are some good ones in the Valley, but we were unable to get hooked up with anyone who would be willing to take on the farm at the price that we were asking for it, because I had a lot of my life tied up in the soil improvements and the infrastructure on the farm. So the day after we took it off the market, I got a call from a fellow in North Amherst who said, oh, is your farm still for sale? And we just sat down, talked about it, and were able to come to a deal. And I sold it to Jim Mead and his daughter, Amelia.
And are they of a different generation, too? Are they bringing it into the next
Jim's about 10 years younger than I am. Uh-huh. Amelia's just graduated from college.
Uh-huh.
The fact of the matter was, he called me up a week after we'd signed the papers and said, now, would you be willing to come over here and show me how to farm? And I had been looking for a job the whole time that the deal was going through. And I said, sure, I'll come over and show you how to farm.
Uh-huh.
And it just has developed into a wonderful relationship.
Now, you are beyond organic in some ways, in the sense of no-till farming. That, for people who don't know what that is, what is it and what's beneficial about it?
Well,
Dan Pratt from Astarte Farm in Hadley.
Well, no-till has a number of definitions, which in the old days, organic used to have a number of definitions as well.
Right.
Some people would call no-till farming where you use herbicides to absolutely eliminate the need to run a plow over the ground, and you can buy a no-till planter and plant directly into that ground. Because we're certified organic, we don't use herbicides. And we're looking at a variety of different methods to achieve the same thing, which is basically to avoid churning the soil. We like to say we're breaking new ground by not breaking any ground at all.
Why is that better for the soil?
Well, there's a lot of stuff that goes on in the soil, invisible to our eyes, mostly. You will actually have fungal associations with the little hair roots of a plant that are providing all of the good stuff that we enjoy as a sweet corn mm-hmm. or a tomato or an eggplant. And the fungus is gaining sugars from the plant. It's a symbiotic relationship that gets completely disturbed when you run a tiller, when you run a plow, even, God forbid, a hoe. So we've
worked. No hoes around here.
But we've come up with a few innovative techniques that have been very successful, and we're starting to notice a big improvement in the flavor profile of the vegetables that we produce. So our tomatoes tend to have more complex flavor, the garlic, the same kind of thing. I don't think science really yet knows how many different things are happening in the compost, in the soil, in the gut of an earthworm.
Yeah.
And it really is apparent in the flavor and the long-lasting nature of our produce.
Hadley obviously has some of the most amazing soil, maybe in the whole country or in some people's minds, the whole planet.
I would say that's correct.
Yeah, and you are taking it then to the next level by basically not touching it. And you can actually taste it in the garlic and in the tomatoes.
Well, I believe you can. I think there's some things that you can taste your soil and in the the cooking shows, they talk about terroir.
Oh, yeah, wine. That's a big wine term.
A big wine term. I firmly believe I can tell an organic carrot from a conventional carrot.
Super wine snobs can taste wine, and they'll be like, this is from Bordeaux.
I think I've heard you do that.
I haven't. Well, I'm getting there. But I'd love to be able to say, like, this is I can taste that this is a tomato from Hadley. I think that's amazing. And you brought a giant box of veggies here.
Yes,
Dan.
Indeed. This is just a variety of our seasonal produce. The first thing I'd like to show you is something that we call napini. Napini is the flower shoots of a overwintered kale, a Siberian kale.
Huh.
If you can see the little flower buds on there, they resemble almost a broccoli or a broccoli rod.
Right, with like a little buttercup coming out of them, though, a little yellow flower.
Correct, and that's when it's actually a little better in your salad. If you were to break those off and put those on your salad, you'd have a nice kale hit on your salad. But at this stage, the leaves are entirely non-bitter. The buds are really to die for. When people eat this, they go, I can't believe I'm eating kale. Because it's not like the kale that's grown in the fall, unless you're lucky enough to get one after a real hard freeze.
Yeah.
What I used to call frost-kissed kale. This stuff is so tender, you can eat it in a salad. The other stuff we have here is, this is our new asparagus patch.
Mm-hmm.
We're only very lightly picking it this year. Next year, it should be available at River Valley Market in quantity. And hopefully, if the patch was done right, for 20 years to come.
Wow. And you, River Valley Market is a big supporter of what you and your farm, Astarte Farm, does in Hadley.
Absolutely. River Valley has been so wonderful. We've been meeting with them in the winter. They've been telling us what produce they're having difficulty getting.
Mm-hmm.
And then we tell them what we think we can grow for them. We've even, on occasion, been able to settle on the price in advance of the season.
Wow.
Which makes our budgeting a lot easier.
Yeah,
that is an incredible commitment on the part of a supermarket.
It's the farm share model, but at the retail level, I guess, which is amazing too, because then it can bolster you, despite the fact if there's a huge frost in the middle of July or something.
That's
it might kiss your kale, but it might kiss your business away too.
It's part of this buy local bubble that we've been riding. They're really good about labeling the produce, which farm it came from, which town it came from. And the consumer is picking up on that and coming back for more.
Soon I'll be able to just taste it. I don't even need to see the label. I'll be like, there we go, Hadley.
You'll get to the point.
So you want
to
try a bite?
I'll try a bite of the Hadley. This is my first asparagus of the year, by the way. I've been late.
It's purple.
Properly Hadley grass. Mm. I love eating asparagus like this.
That's the way to eat it, right? In my book.
Dan Pratt from Astarte Farm in Hadley, home of the world's best soil, Hadley. And Phil Corman from CESA, buylocalfood.org.